Hi guys, and welcome back to Takami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about Tourette syndrome at school and at work, because one of the hardest parts of living with Tourette is not always the tic itself, but existing in environments where people are constantly watching, judging, or trying to understand what's happening. And honestly, the real problem is rarely the movement itself. When you're alone, a tic is just a movement or a sound. It becomes heavy when it meets somebody who doesn't understand it. A strange look, someone laughing, a comment. Suddenly, something neutral starts feeling like a problem, and this creates another issue: the pressure of being observed. In classrooms, offices, meetings, public places, you become hyper aware of every movement your body makes. You start monitoring yourself constantly, trying not to interrupt others, trying not to attract attention, and that constant self-control drains energy. Instead of focusing completely on studying or working, part of your brain is busy managing perception. And unfortunately, misunderstanding is extremely common. A tic can easily be mistaken for disrespect, distraction, nervousness, instability, or even lack of interest. Sometimes this turns into judgment, sometimes into bullying, and what really hurts is not the tic itself, but the way people react to it. That's why many people with Tourette constantly ask themselves the same question: should I explain it, or should I hide it? At first, hiding often feels safer. You try to suppress everything, stay quiet, avoid attention, but over time that creates even more pressure internally. Explaining things naturally instead often removes tension immediately. Not because you owe people an explanation, but because uncertainty usually creates more discomfort than the tic itself. And honestly, supportive people change everything. A teacher who understands the condition allows you to focus instead of panic. An employer who cares more about your abilities than your appearance creates an environment where you can actually perform well. Rules and protections matter, of course, but attitude matters even more. And over time, most people also develop practical strategies, taking short breaks, releasing tension gradually, using humor to diffuse awkward moments, redirecting focus back to the task instead of the tic. The calmer and more natural your reaction becomes, the less attention the tic usually attracts. And then there's something important that happens when you finally find the right environment. People stop noticing, or better, they stop caring. And that changes everything, because when you feel accepted, tension drops. And when tension drops, tics often calm down too. School and work stop feeling like battlefields and start becoming manageable parts of life again. And honestly, that's what most people with Tourette are looking for. Not pity, not special treatment, just an environment where they can exist without constantly feeling judged. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget to tick different. Bye, guys.